With Spielberg, Disney, and Wakanda Forever as incentives, audiences are finally returning to movie theaters this weekend. So how will the film industry keep the momentum going? Critic Bob Mondello is here to tell us in his holiday movie preview.
Even if nothing else were opening between now and New Year's Eve, Hollywood would be pumped about the sequel to the biggest box office smash of all time. Avatar: The Way of Water has been a warning for more than a decade.
I hear her heartbeat.
That appears to be Pandora. She hears the planet itself.
Just so close.
And Sigourney Weaver's an entirely new character, a Na'vi teenager and part of the Blue Defenders led by former human Jake Scully.
So what does her heartbeat sound like?
Where the first Avatar marked big advances in film technology, director James Cameron says Pandora this time will be
mighty.
It had better be. This is the first of four planned sequels. Avatar: Way of Water is expected to dominate the holidays at the box office, but it's hardly the season's only big film. The Civil War epic Emancipation is based on the true story of a man who became a potent symbol for the cruelty of slavery.
They beat me. They whipped me. They break the bones in my body more times than I can count.
This was cruelty made undeniable when photos of horrific whipping scars disfiguring his back were published in 1863.
But they never break me.
Will Smith stars, his first role after an Oscar ceremony where he won Best Actor and slapped Chris Rock. Scandals of an earlier Hollywood era are the subject of a gargantuan comedy called Babylon.
When I first moved to L.A., signs on all the doors said, no actors or dogs allowed.
I changed that.
Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie are directed by La La Land's Damien Chazelle in a more than three-hour romp through Tinseltown's roaring 20s.
If I had money, I would only spend it on things that were fun, not boring things like taxes. I'm just one for everyone to party forever.
Comedies with a lighter footprint than 3 hours include A Man Called Otto, a remake of a Swedish cranky old man dramedy. They've cast the remake seriously against type. The cranky old man is played by Tom Hanks.
You cannot use this road without a permit.
Have a nice day, sir.
No.
Think maybe a new neighbor will soften him up?
I brought you some food.
Okay. Bye.
Are you always this unfriendly?
I am not unfriendly.
Okay, you're not. Every word you say is like a warm cuddle.
Not a lot of cuddling in other winter comedies either. Four Samosas is about a South Asian American rapper determined to break up his former girlfriend's engagement.
We were meant to be together.
I got tired of waiting for you.
That makes no sense.
Life makes no sense. But still, we persist.
And for R-rated Christmas cheer, there's Violent Night, in which a family's holiday celebrations are disrupted by a home invasion.
All right, revelers, welcome to your worst Christmas ever.
And the disruption gets disrupted by
Santa?
The real one.
Santa Claus is coming to town. There were some season's beatings.
But comedy and even action aren't the rule this holiday season. Serious dramas, many with Oscar hopes, have been waiting out the pandemic, and they'll arrive in force as awards season gets underway. Stories of parent-child conflict, specifically father and son in The Son, which stars Hugh Jackman.
What's going on? Are you on drugs?
I don't know what's happening to me.
Mother and daughter in The Eternal Daughter, in which Tilda Swinton plays both a middle-aged woman and her elderly mother.
Mom, we're here. We're the only people staying here.
And father and daughter in The Whale, with Brendan Fraser as a 600-pound man who is determined to reconnect with his estranged daughter.
Do you ever get the feeling people are incapable of not caring?
Other family stories include Noah Baumbach's decidedly weird look at a college professor and his brood coping with what seems to be an ongoing apocalypse.
They don't look scared in the Crown Victoria.
Yeah, they're laughing.
These guys aren't laughing.
Where?
In the country squire.
What does it matter what they're doing in other cars?
I want to know how scared I should be.
Pretty scared, actually, and that also describes Jim Parsons' situation when his boyfriend falls ill in a film based on the memoir, spoiler alert, the hero dies.
Kit, what is going on? Are you all right?
Calm down off the ledge, Mike. I'm seeing a doctor tomorrow.
I'm afraid the news isn't good. Forever
if we're not together. I was always afraid Kit would break my heart, and eventually he did. He broke it open.
Bottled up feelings, also an issue in another film for Olivia Colman.
You can't just give up.
Stuck in a dead-end job at the Empire Movie Theater in the 1980s.
Don't let them tell you what you can or can't do.
She all but explodes when she goes off her meds and finally lets her feelings out in the Sam Mendes ode to cinema, Empire of Light.
All these people,
the only one who knows the truth. Do you understand me? I'm the only one!
Another film, based on a Kurosawa classic that would likely have played at the Empire Theater, is about a reserved 1950s office drone who's far too buttoned down for that sort of outburst.
Life just crept up on me. One day preceding the next. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Williams.
Not happy, not unhappy. It was small wonder I didn't notice.
The film's called Living, and it stars Bill Nighy.
Mr. Williams, doctor will see you now.
Quiet.
Even when Mr. Williams cuts loose in Living, he retains his reserve. In Sarah Polley's adaptation of the novel Women Talking, the women in a religious commune are also reserved because they've been instructed that it's not their place to express themselves until...
We cannot endure any more violence.
Now they have a brief respite. Their abusers, all the community's men, are in jail, posting bond, and while they're away, the women discuss what should come next.
We have been preyed upon like animals. Maybe we should respond like animals.
How would you feel if in your entire life it never mattered what you thought? And we've liberated ourselves. We will have to ask ourselves who we are.
Things aren't much better for women in foreign films, though their filmmakers also tend to find ways for them to assert themselves. In Korea's Broker, a young mom has to contend with con man baby brokers. And in Austria's Corsage, a 19th century empress is expected to be attractive, slender, and decorative. Happily, kid flicks to the rescue. In a corner of the Shrek universe, male vanity is on full display.
I am Puss in Boots.
In The Last Wish, our hero is down to the last of his 9 lives.
So this is where dignity goes to die.
And a pint-sized schoolgirl who was last seen on Broadway is putting her foot down.
No! That's not right!
In Matilda, the musical. There are also films based a little more closely on real life, a lot more closely in the case of a full dozen December documentaries, on everything from climate crisis in To the End to a pair of literary lions in Turn Every Page, political writer Robert Caro and his editor Robert Gottlieb.
He does the work. I do the cleanup. Then we fight.
And speaking of fighting, the holidays wouldn't be the holidays without a celebrity biopic. This year's is I Want to Dance with Somebody, about the troubled life and majestic voice of singer Whitney Houston.
We're building something here, so you just keep singing.
Daddy, my money. I trusted you. You were meant to look out for me.
A movie ticket to stuff every stocking from a dream factory sometimes known as Tinseltown. I'm Bob Mondello.